May the words of my mouth, the meditation of our hearts, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. Good morning. Oh, that's not a very good 10:30. Good morning. Good morning. Much better. I thought the 9 o'clock was louder than you guys there for a second. There are three special days coming up this week. Anyone tell me what the three are? Halloween's first, yeah. What's after Halloween? All Saints Day. What's after All Saints Day? All Souls Day. Right. And how are they related? All three are related. Winter solstice, yes, part of it. Yeah. Sorry? Death, absolutely. And new life. All Saints Day is also known as All Hallows Eve, Hallow Mass, Feast of All Saints, or the Solemnity of All Saints. And it's actually a Christian festival celebrated in honor of all the saints, known and unknown. In Western Christianity, it's celebrated on November 1st by the Roman Catholic Church, the Anglican Communion, the Methodist Church, the Lutheran Church, and a whole bunch of Protestant churches. However, the Eastern Orthodox Church and associated Eastern Catholic churches celebrated on the first Sunday after Pentecost, while the Oriental Orthodox churches and the associated Eastern Catholic churches celebrate All Saints Day on the first Sunday after Easter. A little bit different, eh? Christian celebration of All Saints and All Souls Day comes from a belief that there's a powerful spiritual bond between those in heaven and those that are here still living on earth. In the Western Christian practice, the liturgical celebration begins on the evening of October 31st with Halloween or All Hallows Eve, ends at the close of the 1st of November. All Saints Day is observed to give thanks for the lives and the deaths of all the saints. The next day following All Saints Day is All Souls Day, which commemorates all the faithfully departed. It's a day for all of us to remember deceased relatives and loved ones. So we actually have a three-day Christian celebration. Who knew? In the British Isles, it's known that the churches were already celebrating All Saints Day on November 1st at the beginning of the 8th century, and it was to coincide with a Celtic festival called Samhain. And the Celtic festival of Samhain was a festival of the dead and a marking at the end of the harvest season and a beginning of the winter or the darker half of the year. So here at St. Lawrence, we have a practice of lighting candles over here in memory of our loved ones that are no longer with us or for prayers each Sunday. If, however, you don't follow that practice, I would encourage you to light candles for those you miss at this special time of the year. On Thursday night, that's November 2nd, at St. John the Apostle, which is the Anglican church down the hill in Port Moody, they're going to have an All Souls Night. And we're invited from 7:30 to 9:30. So you'll be able to walk an indoor labyrinth, light a candle, add a name or a prayer to a wall of remembrance, and experience Sung Holden Evening Prayer from 9 to 9:30. So I brought a poster of that. This is it, and I'll post it in the hall, so if anyone's interested, you can get that information after the service. And here at St. Lawrence, we'll be celebrating All Saints Day next Sunday, November the 5th, and you're encouraged to bring a picture of a loved one that's passed or an article of remembrance, and we'll be doing some special things surrounding that. So now I'm going to switch my focus to the gospel. And deacons love to preach on the gospel, because it's kind of our thing. So that's why I'm preaching on the gospel today. A good friend of mine once asked me, what do you call 500 lawyers at the bottom of the sea? The answer was, a good start. My apologies to lawyers, especially Brian. Sorry, Brian. But why do we have lawyers? Lawyers interpret the law. But what are laws? What are laws? Anybody? Why do we have laws? help keep our society organized, absolutely.
Rules
to live by, right? Anybody else? Regulations? Yeah, all those things. So yeah, law is a system of rules that are created and enforced, and it's to regulate our behavior. And the adjudication of the law is generally divided into two main areas. Criminal law deals with conduct that's considered harmful to social order, and in which the guilty party may be imprisoned or fined. The civil law deals with resolution to lawsuits between individuals or organizations. So here's the question, are laws fair? Anybody? Are laws fair? Only if you win, David says.
Sometimes,
yeah. No, they're not always fair. And there's reasons behind that, because it depends on your point of view, first of all, and how was that law established in the first place. A lot of laws based on precedent that today may now be outdated and inconsequential. Doesn't make sense anymore. But yet the laws are still there. So here's an example. I went online to find some obscure Canadian laws. You love the first one. In BC, it's illegal to kill a Sasquatch. So Kyle Dean is safe. In Port Coquitlam, it's illegal to own more than 4 pet rats. In Victoria, street entertainers aren't allowed to give kids balloon animals. In Alberta, it's illegal to paint your wooden ladder. Alberta has a thing about wood. I'll tell you the next one. In Alberta, it's illegal to set fire to the leg of a wooden-legged man. In Fort Capel, Saskatchewan, it's illegal to walk down the main street with your shoes untied. In Petrolia, Ontario, you're not allowed to whistle. In Toronto, now get this, it's illegal to swear in a public park, but you can swear everywhere else. And in Ottawa, if you take your feet off the pedals while you're riding a bike, it's illegal. And my last example is in Oshawa, good old Oshawa. It's against the law to climb a tree. So how were our Jewish laws created, the Torah? So it starts with 7 laws that God first gave us with Noah. So anyone remember what those first 7 laws? Who's our Old Testament readers? Old Testament law, first 7 laws. You recognize some of them. Not to worship idols, not to curse God, to establish courts of justice, not to commit murder, not to commit adultery or sexual immorality, not to steal. I like the last one. Not to eat the flesh torn from a living animal. Then from there, they added 606 what they call mitzvahs. And a mitzvah is a good act or a good thing to do. So the Jews believe that the Torah gives mitzvah for all people. So 613 laws to live by. How many laws do we have to live by? Thousands and thousands and thousands. So that's why we have lawyers to interpretate and to help us with some of those laws. In Matthew today, we're told that when the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest? Jesus honors the question with 2 grand texts from the law. The first from Deuteronomy. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And the second is from Leviticus. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these 2 commandments hang all the law and all the prophets. In this final sentence, Jesus asserts his own authority as the one who is privileged to unite these 2 commandments as the theme of the whole. And that can be said in one simple thing. Love is the fulfillment of the law. This unforgettable encounter is concluded when Jesus, as is the one who's asking the questions, he asks if their beloved King David is himself the servant of Christ, the Messiah. No one was able to give him an answer. Jesus then quotes to them from Psalm 101 that even the great king looked for the Lord's Messiah as Lord of all. And from that day forward, no one dared to ask Jesus any more questions in order to deceive him. Love is the fulfillment of the law. So I'm going to close with a blessing that I say when I do services at Lakeshore in Madison. Loving and gracious Creator, bless the closing of the door and the opening of the next. Bless the ending of the day and the beginning of the new. Bless what is gone and what we know must come as we journey on your road. Bless the friends and the family who are around us. Bless your love which is within us. And bless the light that leads us home. Amen.